Mr. Lewis Powell on the line, sir.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. President.
Well, you had a very close confirmation.
Well, I'd like to have all of my engagements come out that way.
That's right, that's right. And incidentally, the one fellow that voted against you isn't going to run, next time. So I think you came through in great style, and I'm delighted. I think the country is very pleased that you have been confirmed, that you can now serve in the court, and it's a distinguished appointment, and we're very proud to have you.
Well, I'm very much aware, Mr. President, that I'm the indirect beneficiary of some of the opposition to Mr. Rehnquist.
He'll get confirmed, too, and he's a good man.
Oh, I'm sure he is.
Yeah.
I've been favorable.
I think we'll have 30, 35 votes against him, but, after it's all over with, years later, they will forget whether Powell was the one that had 30 votes against him or Rehnquist, you know?
I'm sure of that. I can certainly tell you how many votes were against any sitting judge.
Sure. Well, you know, years ago, I remember when I was in law school, I recall, reading the famous Holmes Brandeis dissents, and then I once read the whole story about the tremendous fight on Brandeis, you remember, for the court.
Yes, I do.
But most law students today don't even remember there was a fight. It was way back in the period between 1910 and 1920.
Yes.
Right.
Mr. President, I won't keep you, but the press have been asking me, as you would expect, when I could commence sitting. I've said that the swearing in was something that depended on when the court determines that it's appropriate.
Yeah.
I would say this to you, as I have said to the Chief Justice, that it will take me a little while to wind things up. But
sure.
I am hoping and expecting to join the court on a full-time basis immediately after the new year.
I see.
But I would go there prior to that time to commence some on-the-job training.
I see, yeah.
The Chief Justice indicated that would...
He felt that was a good timetable.
Yes, he did.
Right.
I thought it might be interesting to know that. I know the court needs help, but they actually aren't sitting in very many cases between them.
I see.
But I will be there for the January 10th.
Sure. Well, whatever you work out with the Chief, of course, is just fine.
Well, I have a law practice of 30 odd years to tangle, and I felt it would be presumptuous to start on that.
Right, I understand.
Well, I appreciate ever so much for calling me, particularly with everything you have on you.
Fine. Well, we think it's a fine victory, and victory for the country, that's the main thing, and also for the court.
Well, I'm ever so grateful to you. I look forward to seeing you.
Thank you.
Good night.